Hello, Low Country. This is longtime ESPN commentator Dr. Jerry Punch, inviting you to listen to the Scott Hamilton Show every day right here on 98.9 ESPN Charleston. Because as everyone knows, Scott is a legend in his own mind.
Joining us this week, he's a graduate of the University of Georgia. I'm not going to say the year, even though it's out there on Wikipedia. But he's worn a number of hats during a very high-profile career. Emmy Award winner, by the way, for Turner Sports. And he's the co-host of the wildly popular Inside the NBA. Ernie Johnson, good morning.
How we doing, fellas?
Ernie, I'm well, sir. I hope you're doing well. And can I tell you a quick story before we get into our picks? Just really quick story.
No, I have no time for quick stories. I'm all business this morning. Of course you can. Tell me a story.
I'm taking you back to a time, 2008 or 2009. I am being kind of recruited about a job at Turner, and they're taking me on a tour of the facility. And I popped into your office with a lady whose name escapes me, and I spent 2 minutes with you. And you made me feel like the most important person in the world, and I want to thank you for it.
Well, shoot, I appreciate that. I appreciate you telling that story. And I think we all realize how lucky we are to be doing what we're doing. And it's, you know, I've been there 32 years now at Turner, so we're always welcoming of the next generation and new members of the family. And I appreciate that. I appreciate that story. You're very kind of you.
Well, the Great Recession ended up hitting. They didn't fill the role, and here I am sitting in this chair, and I'm blessed to do it, Ernie. So let's have some fun.
Yes, indeed. Hey, let's do that.
Well, we're going to go through our picks. My producer, Trent, he's going to give us the game. He'll give us his pick. You give us your pick, and then I will give mine. We'll run through about five very quickly, and then I have two key questions for you before we let you off the hook.
Okay, I have a question now.
Yes,
okay.
Sir.
So am I picking these against the spread?
Sure. We can go against the spread or over under or both.
Yeah. Okay. Very good.
And we have big money on this, Ernie.
We have what?
We have big money on this.
Oh, I bet. I bet we do.
All right, Trent.
Yeah, I'll get it going here. Michigan at Michigan State. Michigan State's a 3.5-point underdog. Over-under is 51 points here. The Spartans are 5-0-2 against the spread in their last seven games overall. 58% of the public right now is on Michigan State to cover the 3.5. I'm going to fade the public here, go Michigan minus 3.5, and give me the over 51. Ernie, what you got?
Well, both teams are 7-0, right?
That's right.
Okay, so we're looking at a, and both of these teams want to get everybody's attention because next week the first poll comes out, right? The first playoff rankings come out.
That's right.
Might also be interested to know that the last time these guys played each other, and both were ranked in the top 10, was 1964.
Ooh.
How about that?
It's crazy.
Anyway. Blake Corum, big day. Michigan wins over Michigan State, and they cover.
Phenomenal. Okay. Well, he kind of trumped me there with a little bit of history. I was going to mention the part about being ranked for the first time, each of them, since 1967. Well done, Ernie. Michigan, super efficient on offense, but one-dimensional, running the ball 65% of the time. A, because they're good at it. B, because they're not good at passing. Michigan State good at stopping the run, but still I'm going to take the Fighting Jim Harbaughs to cover.
There we go. Florida State at Clemson. Clemson's a 9.5-point favorite here. Over-under is 47.5. Florida State is on a great three-game win streak right now. And Clemson, they are 0-7 on the season against the spread. Haven't covered a single one. 63% of the public is on Florida State to cover the 9.5. And I'm going to roll with them. I'm going to go Florida State plus 9.5.
I'm with you on that. I think... look, aside from that win over South Carolina State, where there was a blowout, Clemson's wins are by 3, 6, and 3. So FSU rebounded from a bad start, three-game winning streak. I think they're definitely inside. I don't know if they'll win it outright, but definitely getting the 9.5. I got the Seminoles.
I think we have a sweep here. I'm also taking the Seminoles. I like the three-game winning streak they're on. I think Clemson gets the win I think Dabo and all his Dabo-isms this week are going to be effective. The Tigers are going to close the deal up at Death Valley. They're going to score a few more points, but not quite enough to cover the 9.5. Taking Florida State to cover.
Love it. A big, big SEC game here. Ole Miss at Auburn. Auburn is a 2.5-point favorite. Over-under is 65.5. Auburn's offense has been playing much better football, 35 points per game. But the Rebels are 5-1 against the spread in their last six games as a road underdog. So 57% of the public is on Ole Miss plus 2.5. I got to ride with the Rebels here, plus 2.5. I like Ole Miss.
Where did Charles Barkley go to school?
Auburn. Auburn.
I got Ole Miss.
We love it.
That's reason.
I think it's Matt Carroll over Bo Nix that day. Matt Corral. Mm-hmm. Matt Corral over Bo Nix, and he's fun to watch, man. I like watching Corral play. So we'll see. I think it's going to be a crazy game, but I'll take Ole Miss.
Matt Carroll, former Charlotte Hornet. Is that right? Charlotte Bobcats. I had him on my old show. Good guy. Great shooter.
Yeah, without question.
Ole Miss averaging more than 3 points per possession, but Auburn is 30th in points per possession allowed. Played solid all year, plus its offense can play keep away. I hate to say it, I got to take the Fighting Charles Barkley's.
Oh, going to Auburn to cover?
I think Auburn will win the game and cover the spread.
Phenomenal. Another Big Ten.
I wouldn't be surprised to see that game go OT, by the way.
Ooh. Not nine, though. Not nine, EJ.
Yeah, please. Please.
Speaking of which,
let's go to the next game.
Another Big Ten game here. Penn State at Ohio State. Speaking of the 9 overtime team, Ohio State's an 18.5-point favorite. Over-under is 61 here. Quite honestly, Ohio State's probably one of the best teams in the country. They're playing on offense. It's absolutely phenomenal. Most yards in the country right now. And Penn State coming off a 9 overtime loss. I don't trust them. I don't think there's going to be a ton of points here from Penn State. Their defense is good. So I think they can hold Ohio State to about at least 4 or 5 touchdowns. So I'm going to take the under here, 61.
Oh, man. I know 18.5 is a lot to give, but Buckeyes are at home. And it's again, it's one of these statement games, I think, for Ohio State when you're trying to wedge your way into that top four. So I'll take Ohio State. Trevion Henderson, big day. Minus the 18.5.
It pains me to say that. I agree also. Ohio State to cover the spread. They're playing the best football they've played all year. And I think James Franklin has become a distraction to the Nittany Lions. The things that happened during his media conferences this week, hiring a new agent. I like Ohio State. It might get really ugly, actually, at the Horseshoe. So I'll go Ohio State as well.
Yeah, I love that there. The big one of the weekend, the world's largest outdoor cocktail party. Now, Ernie, I am a Gator. You are a Georgia Bulldog here. So I'm not going to pick a certain team to win. But when I look at this, I think there's going to be a good bit of points scored. Florida is a 14-point underdog. Over-under is also 51. I'm going to take the over here, 51. I think this could get ugly. It probably will get ugly, considering how Florida's playing right now. But I'm going to go over 51 here.
I will say that there will be a lot of points scored on one side. It concerns me sometimes when you play a team like Florida that will interchange quarterbacks who can, you know, maybe somebody gets hot, maybe somebody starts doing something the other one doesn't, you know, with Emory Jones and Anthony Richardson. Georgia's defense is just too good. The only thing I'm wondering if I'm Kirby Smart, or I'm not Kirby Smart, but I'm thinking about what Kirby Smart is thinking about their quarterback situation with, Stetson Bennett's been great. JT Daniels, I don't know if he's back now from the oblique or if he's been cleared to play. I don't know. So it'd be interesting to see what's there. But, Georgia giving Florida 14, that's fine with me. Go Dogs. Took them. Woof, woof, woof.
I agree with EJ. Dan Mullen's teams, they're soft, they're undisciplined lately. I don't like the way they look. Love how Georgia looks. I think it could be tight early. I think Florida comes out guns a-blazing, but then Georgia gets acclimated to things, and they absolutely maul Florida in the second half. I'm going to have them cover, And I'm going to take the over on that. I think Georgia's going to try to drop a lot of points on him.
No, I agree. I agree. A lot of points in this game.
You got those, Trent?
I do.
EJ, before we let you go, I'd like to ask you just a couple of quick questions, sir.
Sure.
Well, first of all, you've done everything. You've done baseball. You've done golf. You've done the Summer and Winter Olympics, college football, basketball, you name it. Is there anything lacking on your resume?
You know what? I've always, Scott, focused more on the things that I've gotten to do rather than the things I haven't gotten to do. So I really don't give that a whole lot of thought. I have, if you would have told me back when I was a student at the University of Georgia, class of 1978 from the Grady College of Journalism and Mass Communications, if you had told me then that in 2021 I'd still be doing this for a living, I would have, there's no way I would have known, could have ever foreseen that. So, no, I'm good, man. I'm good with what I've been able to do, what I've been given the chance to do. And so, no, there's nothing out there that's like screaming, oh, your life will not be complete unless you, I'm good.
I always thought you'd be pretty good with your own talk show, not necessarily a sports talk show, but and maybe not even like a late night talk show, but just a catch-all show. You have people come on, you talk about current events, you know, pop culture, this and that. I always thought you'd be really good at that.
You know what? I appreciate the kind words, but I have my own kind of version of that with Chuck in our podcast,
really?
Called the Steam Room. So I would, you see, you had no idea you were going to let me promote the Steam Room when you asked that question, but I will. So I would encourage all the folks to, wherever you get your podcast, subscribe to the Steam Room, because we have a great time. We have some sports figures on there, but we've had Dr. Fauci on before, we've had Anderson Cooper on before, we kind of go everywhere with that podcast. So you're right. That's a lot of fun. Those are really fun to do, and it kind of allows you to branch out and get away from just talking about points in the paint and how are the Lakers going to do with their advanced stage and that kind of stuff. So, that's it. That's where I'm at. And life is good. I hope you guys have a wonderful weekend. I hope the World Series goes off without many weather problems down here in the Atlanta area. And go Dogs.
All right. He's the Emmy Award-winning Ernie Johnson. You can follow him on Twitter at TurnerSportsEJ. Ernie, appreciate it, buddy. We'll send you the results of your picks. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you. Hey, look, I'll be looking at that. You won't even need to send me the results. I'm going to be all over that. And if it's really good, look for an email from me next week.
You got it, pal. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
That's the great Ernie Johnson. You can follow him on Twitter at TurnerSportsEJ.